வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 21st of June, 1976, in Toronto, Canada.
Vedic Bhasha, Purna Nidam, everything is complete. It says in the Bible that animals were given to the mankind for protection and for for service. Like you can take a service from the animal. And they think the slaughtering of an animal is all right on that basis. That God gave the animals to the human beings.
And how intelligent they are. I give you my child for your protection and you cut his throat. And how intelligent you are. This, that is the problem. Something is given for protection and they're cutting the throat. This is their intelligence.
The article in Back to Godhead, there was a question raised that what is the purpose of life? And if I'm right, it was stated that the purpose of life is to realize God.
Yes.
Would you kindly explain a little more on that?
That I was explaining last night. That human life is meant for understanding what is the goal of life. The goal of life is to go back to home. If you do not go back to home, back to God, then remain here, become a citizen, stand for 5,000 years. Sabara Lakhavinsa, 2 million you have to pass through. And each species, some thousands of years. And says 2 million. So, how many years? There are 2 millions of varieties of vegetables. And each item which you pass, say, 100 years. Then?
200 million.
200 million years only. For passing through the vegetable. Then you become insects. That is also 1,100,000. In this way you get chance again to become human being. But this is as concerned wasting. Four-wheeled dog. Dogs are four-legged and we are four-wheeled.
That's all. But if everyone has to go through all the 84 million junis, or is has to, like, you know, on his pious karma, he might go through only the vegetable plant, or he might go through only the animal life?
That will depend on karma.
Prabhupada, there's one thing in human nature that he always thinks say, he is a chief, and around the world everything is running around him. And most probably he always to show off that I am the leader of everything. Why it's so? In every person.
That is the disease, material disease. That is material disease. Everyone wants to become Krishna. Nobody wants to serve Krishna. That is material. Kattaham iti mannate, ahankar bimuna. Rascal, bewildered by his false egotism, he's thinking I am everything. That is material. And when by cultivation of knowledge, good association, you come to the conclusion that I am not everything, Krishna is everything, I am his husband, then perfect. Otherwise, he is in the Maya chakra.
Is it related to the past sixty Prabhupada?
That is a material disease. When you contaminate some disease, do not try to find out the history. Treat the disease. That is intelligence. Now, how I got this disease? Instead of inquiring, better treat the disease. That is intelligence. Go to the doctor and get treatment and cure it.
In karma yoga, Krishna has said, do your duty, look after
but you. But you do not know what is a duty.
Yeah, that's what we are trying to...
That know from Krishna what is your duty.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what you are, then your duty.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a clerk, or you ordinary hardali, or the director, or something. Then your duty. But if you do not know what you are, then what is your duty?
Mm-hmm. But if you know certain things, and if you do your things honestly...
You do not know anything. That is your position. You must know what is your position. Then your duty.
By position you mean in relation to Krishna or in the relation to the world?
No, in relation to the world. What's up? In relation to the world, therefore, Krishna says, Chaturbandham Maya Sushtam Guna Karma Vivara. What is your quality? Then you are classified as a Brahmin, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, as a Shudra. Then your duty. First of all, you must know what you are, what is your position. Then there is duty.
So it is right that if you come to Krishna consciousness, all the duties are automatically finished.
All the duties, the summarization of duty, atapungi dijasrashta varnasrama vibhava. There are different duties. But the real duty is saṃsiddhi haritosam. Whether you have satisfied Krishna, then you have done all this. Atapungi dijasrashta, there are different types of duties. But whatever you do, the success is whether by your duty you have satisfied Krishna, then it is success.
Prabhu, how do you regard the detachment idea?
There is no question of detachment. These are all bogus propaganda. You cannot be detached. Duty does not mean detachment. You have to do your duty. There is attachment. Where is the detachment? These are simply bogus propaganda. There cannot be detachment. Detachment means, real detachment means that everything belongs to Krishna. So, you have no proprietors. That is detachment. If you falsely claim it is mine, that is attachment. Unnecessary. It is not yours.
Should we not move from attachment to detachment gradually and try to...
No, you cannot do that. Your attachment has to be purified. Just like this land, the Karanjian is saying, this is my land. But this, when it is purified, that is, this land, God's land, then it is purified. And so long you falsely claim that it is my land, and that is cause of all trouble. Mihavasamidam sadvam yatkinti jagatyangvara tena tattena bandhi ha madhida kasati dhana. Just a minute ago I was talking that in Canada there is so much land, and he told me there is so many fertile land. He told me, but they will not allow anybody to come. This is wrong position. Why? China or India, there are so many countries over congested. Let them come. But he's thinking it's my guy.
They pay the money to the farmer not to grow the wheat here.
Yes, see. This rascaldom is going on in the name of civilization. Nishavasamidam sadvam, they do not know. Everything belongs to God, and we are all sons of God. So, by God's arrangement, there is enough land to live, enough land to produce food. They are misusing them. That's the whole trouble.
So what in that means, what we mean is, we should have Vishwa Bandhutva.
Yes, that is Vishwa Bandhutva means, unless you have got the central point, how you can have? First of all, you know
and that's where
Krishna.
That we must have a common background, common ground, whereby you can...
That they haven't got. Common ground of he is trying to become Krishna. So everything is rolling around. So this is the mistake. He is trying to become center. That foolish rascal. How he is center? Center is Krishna.
So the only hope for humanity is Krishna consciousness.
Yes, only hope. Therefore, this verse I was explaining. Asadhana purusa dharma sasa parantapa aprapamang nivartanti mutu samsarasa. Those who will not take this Krishna consciousness, this rascal will remain in the cycle of bhaktanta. Instead of taking Krishna's instruction, sarvadharman parityajyamami kangasaranavaja, he is trying to become Krishna. This rascal. So how they will teach? Krishna says, surrender unto me. He says, I am Krishna. Why shall I surrender? This is
the Prabhupada. This is Mr. Sharma. He's our accountant. And he works at the University of Toronto. He does all our books here in Toronto.
Thank you.
Help us.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching Gopi Bhattu Padakamale Udasa Dasa Dasa Anu Dasa. I'm the servant of the servant of Krishna. And these rascals are teaching, learning how to become Krishna. You see, it is impossible, but they try.
Probably one thing I just want to clarify, that under human behavior towards the society, or so to say, honest behavior towards the society, to help the people, to help the neighbors, and like that, right in the Bible says, thou shalt help the neighbor. Help the neighbor.
Hashtabal, tell me, what is your power to help? You are poor yourself. You can help?
No.
Then why you are talking
about? No, Prabhu, supposing if we say...
You cannot help.
If we just...
First of all, you cannot help.
Right.
If you can help, you can simply repeat the instruction of Krishna. Otherwise, you have no power to help. It is all concoction. Vivekananda for the last 100 years, there is a Narayan Seva. He could not do anything. Also.
No, Prabhu, how far is it?
First of all, you must know that you have no capacity to help.
Right. That is true, Prabhu.
Then why you propose to help?
No, but Prabhu, how far is it fair that if one is religious, say chanting and regulations and everything he is doing, and on the other hand, he doesn't behave as a good, honest neighbor or friend?
But good, honest, you have got some idea of good, honest. But because he is chanting, he is all good.
Besides the chanting, sometimes a person gets a very false ego that he has become a very big devotee. He is serving the Lord. And he tries
that's
to serve superior.
He is on the line of goodness. But those who are not chanting, they are all bad.
So,
do you understand it? Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadva. One who is not a devotee of God, he has no good qualities. You may propose that I am so much good, I am this, I am that. But it is all bogus. Rava bhaktasya kutuma manorathena sato dhavato vai. It is simply concocting on the mind. And so far, if devotee is concerned, even you find some defect in him, he is sadhu. Sadhu reva samantam. Apiche sudurachara bhajati imamarannava. Sadhu reva samantam. Now, I find some defect in him. Sasad bhavati dharmata. Kriprang bhavati dharmata. These defects will be out very soon. Don't bother. But because he is devotee, he is sadhu.
So you mean to say, Prabhu, truthfulness and honesty will come after chanting.
Yes.
So he will automatically be
changed. Those who are not devotees, there is no truthfulness at all. Here he has begun truthfulness. But one who is not a devotee, he has no question of truthfulness. He is simply concocting in the mind. Manorathena, and because he is on the mental platform, he will do all bad things.
That means devotee must try to be honest and truthful.
Devotee becomes automatically. If he sticks to the devotional principle, he will become good, very good. Just like he has stopped. Devotee means, just like we say, no illicit sex, no drinking, intoxication, no meeting. So he has adopted this. And chanting, that is perfect.
But Prabhu, these things normally say in Indian women or even men, those who are in the village life, I'm saying they are, I don't say all, but I'm saying most of them, they are away from these things right from the very childhood itself.
No, we are jumping to the village.
No, village is a little bit pure life, you know, but in the cities, of course, people get involved too much in there.
Pure life, village, it doesn't matter in village or city. If you become devotee, then pure. It is not that because one is living in city, therefore he is polluted, one is living in village. No. Unless one becomes devotee, there is no question of becoming good.
How a God brother should treat the God brother with great truth to produce more love of Godhead and to between them.
So you show example. If other godfather is not treating you well, you treat him well. Then it will work. Why you should deviate? That this godfather is not treating me well, I shall do it. Apani achari prabhu jivari shikha. You treat him. You saw the example, how to treat his godfather. Prabhu is teaching, tinadavi suni chena tarurupi sahishmana. Amanina Mardhane Kirtaniya Sadhari. So who is treating me good or bad? What I don't want to bother about it. Let me become humbler than the grass, tolerant than the tree, and chant Hare
Krishna.
It's a nice garden, but if anyone wants to leave here, the government will not allow. Go to the mill.
One person is devotee, goes very often after chanting quite big, develops very, very high. I see a lot of devotees, they fall down back to the maya. What is the reason?
He is not devotee. He is pretending to be devotee. One who is devotee, he never falls down. There is only false devotee. He falls down.
The Pilate speaks about the feeling of loss. The conditioned soul in the material world and is identifying with matter. Kapilade speaks about the feeling of being lost. Is that what the psychologists say is craziness?
What is that?
Feeling of being lost. Kapilade's instructions?
Yes.
He wants to know if the identification with matter is the same thing as craziness.
Yeah. Mura. Trivi gunoe bhavu. What is that? That's anati mahavedha param. Everyone is working under illusion of mind. Until he comes to Krishna consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada, is it better for Grihastha to be self-sporting and living outside the temple? Is it better for the Grihasthas to be self-sporting and living outside the temple, or like somebody working all day and just following the regulative principles?
Yes. Temple is meant for rendering service to the Lord. So if anyone is rendering service to the Lord, he can be, but not for sense getting.
What about the...
Those Grihasthas still have desire for sense gratification, they may live outside.
What about the Grihastha's duty towards his family, like looking after his family and his children, and especially in India, like when you have a daughter, you have to get her married and...
Yes, when you have accepted family life, must be responsible to carry out. Not that I become family man and all of a sudden I give up everything. No, that is not the same. But if one is actually advanced, he can give up everything. He has no object.
The question comes up that you have given a vow against fire at the time of marriage, that you'll look after your wife and the family. Mm-hmm. And then how this will fit in, you see, when you leave the family all of a sudden. You know, there's a responsibility to...
Not all of a sudden. All of a sudden, generally, you have to discharge the duties of family life. And at the right age, when everything is settled, then you give up to family.
So is it right that all the responsibilities should be cleared up before anything is done?
You cannot clear up all the responsibilities. Therefore, up to 50th year, after that, whatever is done, that's all. You must do it. Sanchasuddham manandali. But our philosophy, there is no question of giving up this or taking up that. You simply take to Krishna consciousness. Wherever you may, either in family life or...
Only one Prastha Ashram after 50 years of age, yes, what is the duty? Is it to live in the temple or devote most of time to Krishna, or where the wife comes in then?
A temple you should leave always. Even if in family life you must come to the temple. The temple, what say he, for everyone.
They talk about some devotees, they never read of the books, but they are doing the chanting. It will progress them without their reading the books because they are the most important.
Suppose one is illiterate. Highly. Suppose one is illiterate.
You hear?
That means he has no chance because he is illiterate.
Because those books have to be...
Chanting is a...
Hare Krishna. Is it possible for people in the most animalistic conditions of life, such as the Eskimos, who need meat to survive, is it possible for these people to become purified?
So? Oh, yes. Kirata-bhunanda-purinda-pukta-sabhira-sambhaja-vanakata siddhanti vatani-purita by the guidance of the spiritual mind.
You've already proved that to yourself.
Hare Krishna.
What is the Eskimos? Thank you.